If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men do their homework. That's right, you heard me. I said real men do their homework. Now, usually the best things for us are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. My wife is a personal and group fitness trainer. She owns and operates a fitness studio right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, even though most would consider me biased, the city of Chattanooga also agrees with me because they voted Tanya one of the best of the best back in 2015. Now, I bring this up because as good as my wife is as a fitness trainer, she'll be the first to admit that when it comes to her clients, her exercise programs only account for about 20 to 25% of her clients' success. And I told you, she's considered one of the best. Now, Tanya admits that 75 to 80% of her clients' success comes from what they do when they go home after they leave her studio. In other words, their homework. So what's their homework? Well, according to Tanya, it starts by not skipping meals, watching and monitoring what you eat, including adding plenty of color on your plate, eating a balanced meal, which includes fruit and vegetables, monitoring your portion sizes on a 9-ounce plate, drinking plenty of water, which is typically half your body weight in ounces, avoiding processed foods that come out of boxes and cans, limiting your sugar intake, including sodas and alcohol, eating 4 hours before you go to bed, and getting about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, man, Joe, that's a lot to do. But it's really not hard to do. It's just easy not to do, and that's the problem. See, as a result, even if you work out an hour a day, every day for an entire year, Tanya says, if you don't do your homework, you can still fail to see the results that you desire. So what does it have to do with us as real men? Well, I was hoping you could see the connection, but allow me to explain. See, I have yet to meet a Christian man who doesn't desire to be a strong spiritual leader, an excellent husband, and a great father. However, when it comes to becoming this type of man, most men expect to acquire these skills by either osmosis or by just attending church, serving at church, or joining a small group. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this. Matter of fact, it's actually pretty good. But this is the equivalent of going to a gym to work out and expecting exercise alone to improve your overall health in your body. But in actuality, this will only account for about 20 to 25% of your success. See, the rest would depend on you doing your homework. Now, think about it this way. You can't expect to be spiritually fit if you only work out on Sundays, right? Now, it's what you do away from the church that counts. In other words, I'm talking about, you guessed it, doing your homework. So you're saying, Joe, what's the homework? Your homework is having a daily quiet time with God. It's consistently reading your Bible when you're not in church. It's learning how to meditate on God's word. It's having a regular devotional with your family. It's praying with and praying for your wife. It's setting up a weekly date with your wife. It's spending quality time with your children on a weekly basis. It's taking time to rest and not taking your work home with you. See, these activities will account for about 75 to 80% of your success as a husband, father, and spiritual leader. Yes, I admit this is a lot to do, but it's not hard. It's actually easy to do, but it's also easy, you guessed it, not to do. See, homework is to spiritual growth what practice is to playing sports. you will ultimately play the way you practice. And any good coach would tell you, if you don't practice, then guess what? You don't play. Now, any good disciple and follower of Christ knows, if you don't do your spiritual homework, then you won't spiritually grow. So this week, man, I want you to really examine yourself when it comes to growing and maturing in Christ. Ask yourself the following questions. Is the bulk of my spiritual activities only taking place at church on Sundays? How much time am I spending with God Monday through Saturday? How much time am I spending studying God's word, in prayer, memorizing scripture? How much quality time am I spending with my wife and my family? See, these things are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. So just do it. And if you need help in how to do it, just go to our website at realmenconnect.com and click on the resource page. Now, how easy is that? Because remember, real men don't just work, they do their homework. And that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and I got to share this one with you. This one came in from, let me see what his name is, Mighty Man One. And I picked these reviews randomly, so who knows, if you leave a review for us, we might even pick yours. Here's what Mighty Man One says. He said, "This is a great podcast. A good listen with practical knowledge about men becoming mighty godly men. Not a lot of emotional fluff that you might get on Sunday mornings. Instead, practical guidance and challenges for growing in strength with God. You don't have to be super spiritual to get started. Give this one a try and start becoming the mighty man God sees in you." Thank you, Mighty Man One. We really appreciate that review. We appreciate all the reviews. So guys, keep them coming. And remember, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more men, husbands, fathers, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.